He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
You know, the bad thing about going to these games,
I'm a no like.
Like I did yesterday, and having to, you know, tough it out in a luxury suite. The hard part about it is you'd miss the whole day of football. You really do. I had to be down there early for another function, and you just feel lost. You feel totally lost. You're inundated. I couldn't even really get a chance to like dwell on social media. I was trying to pay attention to the games.
I did want to say poor Lima had to be down there in the suites. But you didn't miss a lot of good stuff.
You just miss so much stuff. It's great to hobnob. It's great to hang out with Browns legends like Eric Metcalf the way that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to get a chance to do. But other than that,
any other
been nice Browns to have a lower suite, you know.
Poor, pitiful tone.
The upper suite, somebody should have told me it was an upper suite. I could have brought the binoculars out. But either way, I will start out by saying I must have missed
That's old Lima talking right there.
I must have missed a great time.
Lima lies.
In the Muni lot. Apparently that was the place to be. Do you think that Donovan Mitchell and Myles Garrett were corresponding? They happened to be there at the exact same time in the exact same location. But imagine if you're in the Muni lot yesterday.
Well, Myles Garrett is his boss.
Yeah.
So he could have told him to come by.
Right.
Good business.
That was a very, very good point. Had to be a really cool thing to see those guys in the Muni lot yesterday. I know it was used against Myles Garrett. Oh, you look pretty gassed. You look pretty gassed out there. Did you have to be at the Muni lot? I don't think that had anything to do with it. But
he had a strip sack.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he came out on fire. But, you know, in the end, like I said, the game dictated. Like, for Dallas, I mean, we were in obvious passing situations the entire game. When you don't get anything on first down, it seemed like every time, Kenny, the first down play was netting zero or a five-yard penalty. You know, we committed 11 penalties. They had 11 penalties. That game took forever. For a game that was not in doubt, that game took way too long.
Really wish that game started at 1 o'clock. Really wish that game didn't start at all, to be honest with you, but here we are.
I mean, I didn't get home till 8:15. And I left right, and I was trying to get out of there.
As soon as the game was over, I flipped over to NBC for Sunday Night Football. They're already on the field.
Yes.
They're already going.
And that's just such an odd sequence. So, unfortunately, I missed a ton. I do have to say, for the Browns,
Lima likes.
The future is here, Kenny. Facial recognition. I signed up for whatever program. Now, this was not the Clear, which I thought they had.
The Cream?
It wasn't the Cream either. Okay. They had something where I took a selfie this week once I got my ticket on my phone. Next thing I know, I'm walking right
Express
to the stadium.
Access?
The Express Access.
Yep.
Skynet.
It was incredible. I don't know how safe it is. I guess that's what they're billing it as. And it really didn't save me any time because the line next to me was not facial recognition. They got in just as fast as I did. But it was cool. You didn't need anything. I don't even think I needed my phone. I think I just walk in with just my eyeballs. But see, the problem is,
I like it.
The problem is if anybody gets the best of me, and like in the movies, like in the horror movies. Yeah, where they chop your fingers off to use your finger, you know, like in a Bond movie.
I mean, Hannibal Lecter might come get you.
Get in a Browns Troy game. Situation going on. No. Yeah.
But I was wondering if nobody knew that it was there or that they should use it. And then nobody kind of paid attention to my lane as I walked right in. So it was just, all right, get my eyeballs up there. I'm good. Okay. And then I walked in like I had gotten away with something. Like,
what if
that's
you blink at the wrong time?
Then you can't get in.
Just be great if Hannibal Lecter cut your face off and he's like, I got to go to a Browns game. And he got there and he's like, oh my God, this is horrific. I got to stop eating people. This is bad. Or maybe I got to eat more people to feel better. I don't know.
And really, was it a loss or a win if that happened?
If he got your face cut off so the Browns could go lose?
But if Hannibal Lecter decides he's not eating people anymore?
Then you sacrificed your face for the right thing. I don't know.
Imagine if he had a nice outfit on and now he's got blood and guts and stuff all over you.
This is what we're doing to avoid talking about this game.
It's what
well,
we
you
are.
Know what? I'll do this then.
Lima likes.
Hey, Michigan lost. That was fun.
Lima likes.
Notre Dame lost. That was fun.
Wow.
Holy cow, was that incredible. Wow.
I saw the end of that, and the neighbors were over, and Liz and her friend were sitting on the couch, and I'm like, I cannot believe they're going to win this game. I cannot believe. Like, he lined up for that 62-yarder. I'm like, I'd rather just throw a Hail Mary or try it like one more in 4 seconds and see if you can get a little bit closer. and they won the game, and they're like, "Is Northern Illinois good?" Like they did that thing, and I'm going, "Guys, this is like a historical upset. This is like a movie."
Well,
like
and
it's like Axel's team beating.
I was sitting there like such a college football degenerate fan, thinking to myself, "How are the refs going to hand this game to Notre Dame?" And they almost did. There was a stoppage, and they even brought it up on the broadcast that there should have been another 20 some seconds run off at like the 50 second mark. So it's like they were giving them opportunities, and then to see them fall like that was just a thing of beauty.
I like Thomas Hammock's reaction because
it's incredible.
Like a lot of guys just stand there stoic. Like he was trying to keep his wits about him, but he also knew the enormity of the situation. Yeah. And he's an alum of Northern Illinois, so that was really cool.
And then the other
Marcus Freeman, by the way, might have got himself fired.
Fired?
Oh yeah, they're not going to be a playoff team. Everybody's like, well, they can still go 11-1. I go, no, they're not. They got Louisville on that schedule.
I think they are a playoff team. I think with the expanded playoffs,
they're going to go 11-1 and make the playoffs.
And the very special circumstances that Notre Dame has that nobody else has.
I disagree.
I think they would have to lose like three games for them to miss.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I think they're in. I think that opening win. People thought I was joking at the time when I'm like, I think they clinched the playoff berth. That's the thing about 12. We've not lived in this world.
I think you're too
of the
cynical.
12-team playoff.
I think you are too cynical. They still have Louisville at home. Mm. I don't know what Florida State's going to be. Oh my God, USC is going to beat the brakes off them. As of this moment, yes. The rest of the schedule's kind of whatever.
I made a comparison for Joe Burrow about a month ago, and it's looking better and better. Dan Marino. What did Dan Marino do when he came into the league? He set all these passing records very early on. Very early Super Bowl. Never got back. Could that be the case, Joe Burrow? What was that yesterday?
It was bad.
As we were getting ready for that Browns game, they kept showing them, and I'm like, they don't have any points? What's going on here? Where are the points? Where are the points? Where are the points? He threw for 150 yards.
There was a horrible sequence. 5 minutes left in the first half. Gesicki scores a touchdown, but then they review. They wipe it out. And then he throws to Tanner Hudson, who's going in and just fumbles the one-yard line.
Yep.
And then instead of it being 7-7, it was 10-0 at that.
I know Browns fans, we can't sit here and laugh at the Ravens, laugh at the Bengals, not when you play like that, but that is bizarre. Bizarre start to the season. How did I, in my college football cluster, miss?
Lima likes.
Iowa State, Kenny.
I thought you were going to forget.
Iowa State. Well, I saw the Brock Purdy video of him watching.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
So that's another thing.
See that emotion.
I started watching the game, and they're listening out there, and they have a bye week, so they're definitely listening now. I was watching the game. I was hanging more pictures up in my office. I immediately became disgusted. I was like, I can't emotionally do this. Turned it on in the Notre Dame game, and I was following along, kept trying to tune back in, and every time I tuned in, like Rocco Beck threw that near pick six, like from his own end zone. They had it first and goal at the one twice, Iowa did, and didn't punch it in. And I'm like sitting out there, I'm smoking a cigar, and I'm like kind of following along, and then it got to like 19-17. I go, don't you play with my emotions and do this. Don't you dare do it. The kid hits a 54-yard. And then I'm with my neighbors, because this time Liz's like, you got to come up and be sociable now. So I'm like with my neighbors, like right after the Notre Dame game happened, I'm going, they're going to find a way to mess this up. This is going to get messed up. These games are stupid.
And he made it.
And he made the kick. Yeah. And then I thought for sure the Hail Mary was going to go in the end zone. And then it did. I go, I can't believe they came back and won this game.
The game is always a crazy game. We got to go. Congratulations. Sarah Lima is heading to Boston, qualifying for the Boston Marathon after finishing second in her age group at Presque Isle at the Erie Marathon.
What was it?
I'm not sure.
It was like 3:13.
Yeah, 3:13.
That's why I know, because I looked it up, because I saw the time post, and I go, what's a good woman's time, though? No. And it said, a good woman's time is 4 hours. And she ran 3:13.
Wow. Yeah, and she did not have a good training session. I thought it was going to be very much like the Browns. They didn't have a great training camp. She had to end some of her runs abruptly. A lot of stuff going on.
Did you
on.
Send her to the Greenbrier for 2 weeks?
That would be good. So I got to put in for vacation because come President's Day.
Going to Boston.
I'm going to be in Boston for Patriots Day, Kenny. Patriots Day. We're going. I'm going to go on one-man bar crawl like you will not believe.
That's going to be awesome.
Be amazing. That's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding. 216-474-0092. That's really good, Lima Likes.